Log Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got a smooth
drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, we going real hard in the paint. Not only do I have my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, back. And you're not gonna cheer or holler for yourself?
I'll cheer and holler for her. I'll be your cheerleader for the day, all right?
Yeah, and of course...
Not here. Phone
Quisha is speaking. Phone Quisha is in the house. We got my main man, Raj Hill, in the building also. And we doing a real special world premiere tonight. So if you ain't ready, it's your fault because we coming anyway. So if you want to give us a holler, it's 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We're going to make it happen tonight.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready to get it started.
Yeah, I figured you would be. But we want you to go to our Smooth Drama site. Check us out. Facebook, Twitter. You look up Smooth Drama on the internet. That's where we be. But I know y'all really ain't trying to check for me. You really want to be down with the illustrious co-host, also known as Queen of the Little People. Queen of the Little People, how can they be one of your subjects?
They can always bow down and kiss the ring by emailing me at miss100% at yahoo.com. They can follow me on Twitter at the number 100%. Or they can holler at me on Facebook. That is MS100%. That's how it is. I don't want to tell you too much because I don't want to confuse nobody. So.
You don't think that's confusing enough?
I really don't think Miss 100% is that hard to follow, but I ain't going to insult
somebody. It's a lot of ways you can spell that wrong. Because it could be MS. It could be MISS, you know.
That's why I do the spelled out on Yahoo with the MS, on Facebook is the at the number one. Got to be creative, but at the same time, still kind of, you know, keep it simple, keep it smooth.
Nah, I don't know.
You know. For playing.
I don't.
He's giving you a lecture on your name now.
Hey, it's not a lecture, man. I'm just making social commentary. That's all. Nothing special. And speaking of making some special commentary, man, I know everybody's on the president one, and you know we're all cool with that. But what was missing, and it hit me when my homegirl, Teresa Knox of Miles from Marijuana, hit me up, was like, yeah, weed's legal. Weed's legal, bitches. She texted me, hit me up, was like, yeah, everybody's moving to Colorado and Washington.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm calculating to Washington. We'll be there for about 30 days.
They can legally smoke now.
Don't break out the Cheetos just yet. It might be.
It's all herbal essence, you know. Let them do their thing.
So. I'm curious if the population is going to explode there, though.
Trust me. Twinkie, Cheetos, Doritos, and Church's Chicken, they about to blow up you ain't, let me tell you. Every smoker in the world is about to hit up Washington, Oregon, and what was the other one?
Colorado.
Colorado, yeah. So I think it's about to be party central over there.
I'm curious to see what happens over there. I mean, because obviously it's for recreational use.
I bet you crime go down. I bet you that much.
I can see that. I can see that. I mean, because obviously if they smoked out, they ain't going to be out there trying to get it because they already got it.
And I tell you one more thing that's going to happen. All of this stuff that Obama was worried about before, people talking smack, he going to get on TV and he going to be like, look, bitch, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear shit you got to say. Then I don't want to say the N-word, but it's going to come out. You know the president's vote. Quit playing.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all. Y'all think that he gonna smoke when he get to Colorado? He just gonna like at the press conference just light it up. All right,
yeah, he gonna get off the plane. Trust me. What you think, Rob? You think he smoke? You think he start back smoking? I think he stopped, but he gonna start back real soon. That's what I think.
You don't think so, man?
I'm just going to let y'all speak on that. I think Obama is a outstanding, articulate representative of what we should be.
No.
But he's hanging. He has 99 problems and weed ain't one.
Yeah.
I mean, he can still be articulate, but I bet you he's most. That's all I'm
saying. I'm just have to, you know. Just bow out of that one. I only want to comment on that one. Maybe he does, you know. But if he able to run the country with a little bit of highness going on, hey, just elevate it a little bit more, I'm with it, okay?
Hold on, what you mean maybe he does? He was, already came out, he was smoking.
He came out that he used to smoke marijuana. So
right.
That's what I was saying, I think
he's
going to start.
Yeah, I don't think he ever stopped. I mean, I don't think Clinton stopped.
Nah, probably not.
I know Bush didn't.
He was high the whole time, so you know.
Right.
That's why the country was on a little something stronger than you know, marijuana, though.
Bush is on a whole other level.
I'm just saying, because, you know, they put it out, oh, yeah, well, you know, he stopped doing the cocaine and all that. Remember them 3 years that he disappeared off the set? He was in some apartment just snorting coke.
Bush was on something, yeah.
Yeah, so.
A little bit stronger than that.
Yeah, but that's why I say snorting coke off Laura's ass.
You're wild.
I mean, you know that's what he was doing. I just think that people don't look at, they think, oh, yeah, well, they stopped. Why? They don't have to stop. He got Secret Service. So the reporters can't even come check it out, or they just get bent. Oh, I'm gonna drag this joint. Y'all watch the door. I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
Crazy. Moving right along.
Yeah, I mean, but see, the more things change somewhat, the more they stay the same. Because you know, I gotta start. We talk about handing out special helmets. Florida, they'll never stop. I mean, I don't understand why stuff happened in Florida the way it do. Like, there's a 74-year-old man who tried to fake his way into Disney World by saying that he was a federal agent.
Well, if DMX could try it, I don't see why the 84-year-old man is not going to try it. If DMX could try to get away with it, hey, more power to the old
he's
man.
DMX, though. I mean, you get this old ass man.
That was comedy when he tried it. I could just imagine the scene, X doing it.
I mean, but he's a crackhead, so crackheads is capable of anything. I mean, you know that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not, and y'all know, I'm not saying nothing that ain't out there. We know that X is a crackhead.
DMX is a great guy. I just want to say shout out to X. Hey, Quick, and, you know, I was just up there with him, you know, at Povo, Me Quick, you know, 2 Chainz, DMX, you know, and Kendrick Lamar. I just want to say shout out to him, you know,
You're going to do that the whole show.
You know, I was just out there, you know. So I just want to give a shout-out to them. All of the, you know, things that are said are not the reflection of everybody on here.
Hey, hold on, wait. I'm going to have to address this.
Yes, address
this. Now, you're going to be on the show, handing out seat space with us, and then you're going to try to wipe your hands quick. Now, you can't do that. Worse
like, you said,
Oh my goodness.
Hey, he's trying to get out of it, but look, I'm just saying, yeah, DMX can do that, but a 74-year-old man trying to pretend so he can get into Disney. What your old ass gonna do in Disney World?
Try to molest a kid.
Too old to get on the damn ride.
He gonna be kid watching the whole damn time, but trying to kidnap somebody's child. But what else can he do? Wait, come on, a federal officer?
He's 74. The only kids that he should be able to take is infants, and their parents should be holding them. Anybody else?
What you gonna say? He can't catch them.
Right, he can't catch. He can't drag nothing with his old ass. You know, by the time he got to the gate with your kid, you could have just caught up to him. Where the hell are you going?
I don't know. Maybe the poor thing had a bout with dementia. So I don't know. I just
ain't no bout with dementia.
But then again, it's Florida. So remember the rule. Here's the rule. We don't try to figure out crazy.
This I ain't trying to figure it out.
Crazy.
I'm just talking, you know, I'm going to talk about Florida. And there's something in the water down there that make people do stupid stuff like that.
Right. Wow.
Disney World. Yeah, and he probably was trying to molest some kids or something. I'm an old ass man and I'm trying to look at Mickey Mouse, really?
He got a Mickey Mouse fetish. Wait.
No, speaking of fetishes, at Virginia Beach, there was a man who was pointing the camera toward another man over a bathroom partition. It's like, I mean, he's probably, I mean, and you know, the partition is like right there. You standing there peeing, and we know bathroom etiquette, right, Raj? You look straight ahead. Don't be looking to the side. None of that. So you see a camera pointed at you. You like, come on, dog. I got to whoop your ass now.
I think we lost Raj.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get him back here.
Back here. Yeah, because he ain't just about to drop out on him like that.
Yeah, he trying. Yeah, we'll get Raj back on here in a second.
So anyway, so the man's doing his business and the other guy points the camera over the partition to watch him do his business.
Yeah,
I'm not a guy, but even still, I would have to just choke him on out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, soon as he realized what he was doing, he chased him. It's like, come on, man. Because there's something sacred. You go to the bathroom, especially in the public bathroom, you really, it's like, for me, it's last resort.
Public bathrooms, yeah.
Right. And so you in there, and there's some kind of privacy you got to have. And this dude, he got the camera. I mean, you know, you look up and you see a camera and you squatting. Come on. It ain't right. It is not right. And as a man, I don't care what nobody else says. If I see that another man is trying to watch me while I'm in the bathroom, it's on.
Nah, I feel you on that.
Like I said, I'm not a man, but yeah, that'd have been a beat down of his life. Cause
yeah, I mean, even if it was women, it's like, really? Like, I mean, Come on. See, especially nowadays with porn out there the way it is on the internet, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to film folks where you can get your ass beat?
Maybe. Maybe it's
that's true.
Sure.
We're just taking it everywhere tonight.
No, I'm just saying. There's just some shit that you shouldn't do. And just don't film me while I'm in my stall. Don't do it.
I'm firing on somebody on that. Just on GP. I gotta hit them for that one.
Toilet paper hanging out the back of my pants.
Yeah. They gotta get a 2P for that
you
one.
You know, I gotta get this in before we go to break, you know, the Mayan's prediction, 2012. So is that what it is? I mean, we've been posting this question for so long, you know, is everybody going crazy because they try to get all the crazy out of them before it's all over? Is that what it is? No.
That could be it. I don't know. I can't speak for all the crazy folks out there, and I'm not going to try to because y'all crazy and deserve special helmets that are two sizes too small. And on that note...
Now, why you going to wear that Saints gear and put all that Saints gear in the background when you know they just beat my Eagles? Now, you know I ain't feeling that they're going to beat my team, and you're going to try to rub it in my face. We talked earlier, and you're going to still do me like that, huh?
Man, look, the Saints gear don't go nowhere.
That's why he put your paces out last year, okay?
You know what? I'm going to use your own shit against you. That's just your pride talking. And on that note, since we got my man here, we're going to roll with this song. This is Rod Hill, Pride, because that's definitely your pride talking.
A lot of speculation on my situation. My face and they keep hating. My haters girls say my D's strong, carry pain. But I wear gloves, no bed bugs. I ain't listening to none of that bad love. Anticipation and nation, I had the world waiting. Like God did with every single step of inspiration. Face it, illuminated proud. I'm the poster boy, baby, so I'm rich and now. I'm the diamond in the rough, but you died in the dust. The future and the present call me here to us. Go ham on the mic, but I'm not a poor eater. My poor girl, now she's my sister.
Our special co co-host, Mr. Raj Hill. That was Raj Hill Pride.
That was kind of hot. Who was that artist right there?
That was some dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can take his shirt off.
This one cat that don't never have a shirt on, like, it could be like 5 below. Nipples break his ass, and he still has on no shirt. I don't understand it. But.
I know them type of people. I just don't know about them sometimes, you know.
Yeah. I want my shirt back. And speaking of wanting your shirt back, I'm hating, and y'all know this is that time of the segment where we talk about the hater of the week. After long deliberations, my hater of the week is straight out of South Carolina, the state that hate produced. It's like if you squeeze a lemon and some lime together, you would make the state of South Carolina, because they just mean and hateful down there. And I'm saying it. I'm attacking the South. I come from the South. And there's a lot of ignorant folks down there. It's like if they wanted to break away from the Union, I'd be like, go ahead, peace out, homie.
Wow.
Keep rolling.
That was kind of wild what they did this week after Obama won. So yeah, I wasn't feeling that myself.
No, I'm talking about in South Carolina, a father impregnated his daughter.
That's even worse.
No, he got 1 year in prison.
It's 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she 14 years ago. She was 13. That's when he got her pregnant, and finally they take him to trial. They sentence him to 15 years second-degree criminal sexual conduct with a minor. The judge gives him 15 years but suspends all but 1 year. And
you just taking me out of my good mode. I can't stand nobody to abuse his children. I can't stand adults to do that. And that right there, he need to be slit up. I'm like, I got no love for that. I'm just like, whatever, castrating, torture, whatever, you know, I don't got no love for that. Damn.
So the judge is like, it's cool. Just, you know, yeah, it happened a long time ago, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to forgive you for that. Really?
15 years.
I'm going to give you 15 years, not 14 of them.
Right. So for every year that she had to live with that shit, he cut off.
Wow. She's messed up for the rest of her life the way he affected her. She ain't gonna never have a normal life. That's gonna always affect her, but he gets to get away with that. That's not cool.
Right.
He didn't even give her a chance.
Yeah, and he's gonna get out in like 6 months for good behavior.
And then, meantime, you don't know how many other little girls that he has molested and that he's going to molest after he get out. And why do I say that? Because he hasn't paid for anything that he's done. So, essentially, he feels like he's gotten away with something. And you know how people do, criminals do. And people that rape people are criminals. In my eyes, they're robbers. They rob you of your quality of life. And he just robbed this girl, and he's going to turn around and rob another little girl of her quality of life because he's gotten away with it. Yeah, you spent 1 year, and not even 1 year. Gonna spend 6 to 8 months in prison.
All right. Well,
this is supposed to be a happy story tonight. You're just gonna destroy the mood with that.
No,
that's our hater. We gotta talk about the hater.
I mean, because we're gonna go from the haters to the quality of life, and we ain't gonna take away one more minute of their quality of life. Rise.
Yeah. I was just like, man, that's down. You know how I feel on that subject.
Tell us, you got the single that we gonna debut tonight. So I'm assuming that with the single, there's an album. I know you debuting your video tonight. Also, you want to talk to us about it. You gonna tell us what's going on? I mean, for the
The video is it's different, you know. It's my promo music video. It's With Sugar Free. So it's gonna give people just a different look at us, you know. Langway Records, we doing some different stuff, and you know, we doing some new things. For me, it's just like that official stamp, you know, to have Sugar Free come on there and do the video with me and the way he's doing. I don't want to give it away because it's just like it's not something like you really seen before and everything like that. It's definitely different. And how many people do a promo music video that's leading up to the official stuff? And everything else that's gonna, you know, come up to it. So it's like an introduction to the world, and that's basically what this video is, them officially introducing me to the world, you know.
All right. Now you saying everything is different, so are you telling us in this video you don't take off your shirt?
I'm just gonna tell you you're gonna be entertainment. It'll be definitely something to talk about after the video. That's what I'm gonna say that.
Hold on. See why you avoid the question, dog? It's a clear and concise question.
He just like really, really sidestepped that question. Like, he a professional at that, man. Like, because I was waiting on an answer. Like, cause I want to know so I can just hurry up and go see the video. But like,
I'm gonna say.
It's going to be a conversation piece. That's for sure. When this video, I think people are going to be shocked. That's,
yeah.
Okay. If people are going to be shocked, that means he's going to have on his shirt for about 5 minutes.
My shirt don't always come off. It's about just 90% of the time.
Just 90%. Okay.
But I'm like, gave you the 5 minutes. So, well, no, the video is probably only 5 minutes. So, let's say a minute 34 seconds. You'll have one.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what else to say on that.
It'll be entertaining. That's all I can tell you right now.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I asked you this question. I saw something where everybody's favorite ball goblin, Superhead, she made an offer on Twitter to I believe, what everybody is purported to be a gay singer, Miguel.
Miguel is not gay, bro.
Okay, I'm just saying what everybody else say. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, Miguel, she was offering some head game to Miguel on Twitter.
Okay.
Now.
Not to
make you spill some stuff on the air, because you know we would never want you to do nothing like that. as far as celebrities go, what do you think is the ratio? And has it ever happened to you where some of these so-called celebrity women come on to the rapper?
No, it never happened to me. Never, never, you know. I would know. I don't know the ratio. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's a lot of people around, you know, in the industry that have different interests. So, I mean, it's always that type of element. But I think it's where you place yourself at, you know. If you place yourself around that environment, then you're going to get more of it. I mean, the less you place yourself in certain environments, and you get to stay away from them type of people. But people gonna do stuff for attention. That's her wanting to get more attention and everything. But honestly, I wouldn't want no superhead. I mean, I don't seem that much super if that many people got it. Now I'm cool on it.
Right. What's so spectacular about it is she didn't gave it to every damn body. And my thing was, she gave it to Mr. Marcus, the porn star who was purposely giving people syphilis. Like,
that's
he
awesome.
Knew that he had syphilis and changed his test results and kept making porno. So,
right. That's
not Superhead. It's something else, but that ain't Superhead.
Yeah, I'm more into just the ones that's not really out there, that ain't really into the industry, or that's not in the industry or that environment. So that really don't impress me. I've been able to stay away from that. Like, even when I'm surrounded in that environment, I'm known in my cap or anything, you know, I don't approach them type of women, or I may talk or associate while we there, and then I'm gone. I'm not known to hang out with that type of situation or anything. I just go in there, do my work, or I chill with whoever, and I'm out. I haven't got caught up in that type of stuff. So.
Well, that's good. I've always wondered, just hearing about how strong the temptation is in that industry, the temptation to do so many things just to just go buck wild. I'm going to just call it buck wild. It just wild out. How, you know, how many people are actually strong enough spiritually, mentally, emotionally to withstand that type of stuff going on? Because you always hear these tragedies, you know, about people. They were riding high and then they hooked up with the wrong person that, you know, brought them low, and they can then they end up never recovering from that. So just always wonder how many people actually do whatever they can to stay away or run away from that type of stuff.
For me, I would just say it's the foundation, because there's a lot of it around. It doesn't. You don't have to be the superstar that's all on TV and everything like that for that environment to be around. If you just have the littlest recognition or whatever, it's going to be around you. So who you associated with, whatever, you're going to be able to get them type of women. It's just the foundation you have around you and what your, you know, intentions is. Me, I've been lucky enough to, blessed enough to have the type of people that's been in it for a while. Like, you know, I have Black Tone, DJ Quick, and Sugar Free where they actually talk to me. It's not just, like, on no level where it's, okay, we work together and nothing like that. It's like a real friendship, and I look up to them for that. I mean, they didn't have to give me the jewels or just, like, befriend me on that. It could just be, like, on an artist term, but they really talk to me. Like, Quick just talked to me on Monday, and that's, like, the deepest, you know, talking. I'm forever grateful for just the jewels he was giving me on Monday. I mean, he just talked to me on some real life stuff, you know, just, and then about the industry and about the moves that I'm making and the things that he went through and things that he's seen. And that's from a genius and a person that's been, you know, doing this for 20 years. It's worked from everybody you could think of, Tupac, Jay-Z, whatever. So I think with having them type of people in your ear, the foundation, it's easy. And Sugar Free told me the same thing. He just broke it down. He's just like, they take off, you know, the image that everybody else sees, or they take down the, you know, bravado, and then just actually genuinely talk to me and look out for me. And I think it makes it easier for me to deal with it, because, I mean, if they've reached the pinnacle and everything like that, and they're around that, and they're telling you, stay focused and do it this way, don't get caught up in that and this, I mean, they're really caring. So that foundation, I think, is the main thing. But it's out there. It's so easy to get it, I'm not going to lie. If you're associated with somebody that's known, or you get any type of little credit, you can get it with no problem. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, speaking of getting it, I know you were talking about this video as an introduction to the world. So, as an introducer, what are you bringing?
What am I bringing to the world? As far
yeah.
as just me, just different. I'm just gonna. It's that reality, and I know people use that, but I don't really care about, like, an amateur, what people really say about me. I bring the real, like, I'm from the streets, but I'm educated and everything like that. I really be hanging. So some people, they see, you know, that, okay, he's educated and everything, but how does he hang around the people that's really doing it in the street? And then people that's really doing the street, it's like, how does he hang out with people in the wide world? You know, it's just that I'm bringing you that real where you can relate to, come a person that's been able to see it from different spectrums. Everything. So I bring more music that's relating to you and just entertaining. It's just like he don't care, you know, about trying to fit a mold or trying to sell us something that's a gimmick. And I think that's what's been helping me out a lot. I think even my cast is like that. Sometimes they're like, you just crazy. Like, you know, sometimes they look at me and be like, he crazy, but that's like my little brother. It's just, and other times it's, you know, but it's genuine. I bring that genuine thing to you. I don't try to hide nothing. I just put it out there, and you hear it in the music. You know, even the song you just played, I was really, everything I rap is at 95 and not, I say 100% of my life. I don't really lie about nothing. So if you hear me and it sounds funny or I say I did this or that, it's the truth. It's just, you know, I just make it more humorous on certain things. But so I bring that genuine reality.
Well, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, they talk about what's real and what's fake. And I mean, I quote unquote grew up in the hood. And I mean, I've known some dudes that was crazy as hell, but they represent like 1% of the population.
Right.
I always hear this, oh yeah. Well, you know, the keeping it real, and you know how you was talking about how you can people who are doing stuff in the street, how they can say you can relate to them. I'm like, the people who are doing stuff in the street, that's like one homie.
Right.
Of the crew. There's always one dude in the crew that's crazy as hell. The crew don't have two dudes because they would kill each other. it gets on me when people think that, all black men is crazy and we all trying to kill each other. It's like, no, don't go down like that. Y'all watch too much TV.
It's like that. I mean, it's just, I would say my truest people have been the people that's really around the streets and everything like that. I'm surrounded by more of them, but at the same time, I'm surrounded by the people that had a right state of mind. So even if that's what they was doing or whatever else, you know, they got the right state of mind. I surround myself around real people. It don't matter whether you got a Harvard degree or whether you from the street and you got your street credibility. That's basically what I surround myself with, and I respect everybody the same. So that's how I'm able to relate, because it's really that eclectic type of feel around me. It's so many different type of walks around me. So I think that's what you get in the music. It's not where a person is coming from one type of box or something like that, or one type of lane, you know. It's like I dabble in all lanes because I've been able to see it, you know. I've been able to see, you know, the streets, the education. I'm really doing that. I'm really there. If I say you will see me in Watts one day, literally today, and then the next day you'll see me out in the OC somewhere or in Beverly Hills or something like that. You actually see me in there, you know. It's nothing fake about me. If I have to be there, if I'm associated with somebody, it's because I'm genuinely there. So I'm able to bring you that reality and not worried about it. If I feel like acting silly, I'm gonna act that way. I'm not gonna be fake. So, think that's what you're gonna get with.
So basically, once again, I'm gonna watch a video of you, and you ain't gonna be robbing nobody in the street. No. Talking. No drive-by shootings, how you sold crack to the kids.
No, none of that.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's gonna be something else. That's all I can tell you. It's gonna be something else.
Well, you know, you turned off a lot of the quote unquote real dudes out there. Like, man, he ain't selling crack to the kids. Damn.
Well, I think this video that you guys are gonna see, I think it's gonna have the streets happy, and it's gonna have the people that's not all into seeing that. It's hard to explain. That's all I can say. It gives you a little bit of everything in this promo video, introduction. I mean, it gives you, a little bit of everything.
So if we wanted to see the video, where can we catch it?
You can catch it on YouTube.com, Rod Chills. Tonight, and then from tonight this weekend, it gets distributed to other sites after that. But for the next couple of days, it'll be up. But tonight at 10 o'clock is to be the world premiere on my YouTube channel right after this. And we'll be premiering my song from there, you know, the work song. So it's 10 o'clock, 10:15. Go ahead and check the YouTube.com, Rod Hills, and you'll be able to see a video that you haven't seen like no other. That's what I could just tell you and everything. We wanted to do something different, and with Sugar Free, he just pulls out a whole different element to it. It's something where people haven't seen, like, but it's all Sugar Free, and then you see me in a different light. It's definitely different. That's all I can say.
Right.
Very, very different. But it's going to be an entertainment.
I'm kind of scared to see you in a different light.
Yeah, it's just different. Whatever you think of, what you could think the video would be like, you would not be able to get it right. You're going to be like, I would have never thought they would do something like that. That's all I could tell you, you know.
See, now I can't wait to watch the video.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I can't wait.
Like, yeah, you know what? Hell with it. Let's just end the show right now. We're going to get
it. It's the truth. People are going to be like, I never would have seen this coming. It's just, we just kept it real. It's just like, it gave me and Free to just have our real energy, just do it and still be entertaining the people. I don't even think the Cap, our own Cap and Label thought we would do something like that. And it was just like, damn. Like, I've never seen that coming.
Well, you know, since we can't watch the video right now, we gonna listen to the song, man. If that's all right by you.
Okay, go right ahead.
This is the Smooth Drama World premiere. It's Rod Hill. Work, baby.
I'm a go-getter. All I do is go get it. If you're hardworking and got people around you with their hands out, but don't get too fussed about you, tell them this. Talking about they getting dope. Got no skills, got no flow. Begging me for a listen, no. Bitch, hell no. I mean, y'all, I should have put in the game. Set me in the back before I got fame. Some motherfuckers gonna suck my way. What? That's fucking lame. Give me your bitch, give me your shit. Get you around, watch your dick. Look at me, look at you. That's an easy switch. It's my look, it's my swag. The way I make a get the ass. Look at the fuck.
They will fall like
that. Fuck you a thousand times. No work, no place, no names of you. Looking at a mirror, miserable. Damn, because you know you pay. Money on trash.
All right, I'm going to stand right now.
Count that cash.
All right.
Till your lips hurt. Anyway. before we get into that, we got a call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Driver.
Yeah, I'm down here in OC. I just want to thank Raj Hills for everything he's done for the kids of Orange County and being a great role model. I'm looking forward to seeing his video tonight. Got a lot of fans down here.
Oh.
Thank you.
Shout out to Real Raj. Thank for the role model thing.
Thank you.
I'm
y'all
out.
Appreciate that. Wow.
All right.
That's love, for real.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's what I do. I appreciate that. Wow. I'm grateful for that. I mean, that just drives me. That pushes me. I'm appreciative of the people that support me. So, a matter of fact, you know, I'm gonna give a shout out to all of them. I'm thankful. Like, you know me, I haven't changed and everything like that. I appreciate every little piece that I get. And every opportunity that I get, and people who don't, they can choose to support you. They can do something better with their time, but they listen to you. They support you, and that pushes me and drives me still. It's just, you know, I hope that I can inspire people and they think just with me, no matter what I go through, and then have somebody be even better than me, and you know, just let them see that they can make it. But shout out to everybody that support me, and I'm very thankful for even having like foundations like. DJ Quick, Black Tone, who holds down me, Sugar Free, DJ Quick. I'm so happy that them three are there to give me the jewels to ride me through the process and everything. You know I work hard, but they make it that much easier just by the jewels. It's not them having to do stuff for me. So I want to thank them. I want to thank the supporters out there, all the people that support me worldwide. I mean, even Japan, I get stuff from them sometimes, and it's crazy. So,
Cyprus, well, I gotta ask you a question, man. You want to give a shout out to our dumbass of the week, because it's that time.
So, you know, who is that one?
If you don't know, we didn't change.
Is it Rami?
Yeah, it's time, everybody. Dumbass of the week. Excuse me. Dumbass of the week. Everybody in Detroit. I mean, Detroit is already, you know, it's a city with a lot of problems. All right. As you know, the car industry went down and a lot of people left Detroit. Detroit don't have a lot of industry. So we just had the elections on Tuesday. And with the new state lawmakers that they pick, Detroit as one of their state representatives elects ex-con Brian Banks, who is a lifelong Detroiter, and I guess he had won a seat in the first district. This dude has been convicted 8 times between 98 and 2004 writing bad checks and credit card fraud. I'm like, so a city that's doing bad already, you're going to elect a guy who is a thief.
Wow.
Yeah. Good luck with that, Detroit.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that I would say my state, Ohio, would be my dumbass, because for this election, like the last election, it's been the same thing for this one. Ohio was the deciding factor in Obama becoming president. And again, we brought him, okay, we reelected him, but the thing that makes me so mad is that when people go to the polls and vote, they take that ballot and for some reason, they get tunnel vision, and the only thing that they vote for is the president. They don't vote for anything else. So what happens? The ball game has changed only because it's a new ball game, but the players have stayed the same. So we're going to get the same thing for the next 4 years that we had the last 4 years. He's going to face opposition on every side because the same blockers that were there before are still in place. They did not. They just went to the polls and said, "Oh, I'm just gonna vote for president. That's it, and that's all."
Well, save that thought, 100. We got another call.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. You got any questions for my man Raj Hill?
Yes, I'd like to know when Raj is coming to concert in Orange County because I'm one of his great fans.
Oh, wow. SAP, I will. Right now I'm just working on a lot of projects right now that I have to get done for the label. But if I am at a, hopefully maybe the Grove of Anaheim, if DJ Quick and them want me to perform in 2 weeks there and do a couple of songs, and I will. But for the label right now, I'm just working on a lot of projects. I performed a lot for the last 6 months of the year. I did a lot of shows. So right now it's music business, just videos, working in the studio, getting my album done, and this one project that I have to do that's really big that I'm blessed to be a part of. And I think people are going to enjoy it.
That sounds great. Yeah, because I saw you at the Grove last year.
Oh, wow. That was fun. That was real fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well,
that's wonderful. I can't wait to hear your new music.
All right. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Like that.
I just go to the house tonight looking for some groupie love.
Wow.
All right, man. I want to know when I'm gonna get to check you out. When you gonna come up to the Bay Area? We're gonna make it happen.
I'm going to come up to the Bay Area, you know, I say soon and everything. I know. Oh, you know what? I'll be up in the Bay Area. I won't be performing, but I know Quick and Sugar Free got a show out there and next week or 2 weeks from now, like the 23rd or 24th. So I'll probably just be hanging out there with them. You know, I've just been going around, like, learning since I haven't been performing. I actually asked not to, you know, so I can actually focus on it and not mess up, you know, with the projects I'm doing because there's a lot more pressure, but... I mean, I do it what they say, but I'll be in the Bay Area in 2 weeks, though, to tell you the truth.
All right, so we gonna hang out at the show. I mean, I'm coming to the show, right?
Okay, that's all good. All right.
I'm just asking.
You close to San Francisco? That's where it's at, right?
Yeah, I can walk to San Francisco. It may take me a day.
I had to get you some tickets, and then we go down there, you know.
All right. Well, you know, when you in town, I expect you to come holler. You know,
okay.
we 15 minutes away from Frisco.
Right. No, that's all good. All
right. So it's on the air, and a couple weeks from now, I'm going to be in the Bay Area, and we going to hang out. We don't get to hang out. You know, I'm coming on here, and I'm dissing you. I'm doing the Photoshop. this job
no,
on every pick that you
heard.
All right. I'm just playing. I think. Yeah, we can fly out 100. You ready to fly out 100 and go to the concert?
Sure.
All right. Rod's gonna send that ticket.
Yeah. I love that. Hey, send for me. I'm there. Yep, I'll be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, man, tell the people because you know we getting toward the end of the show. Tell the people if they wanna listen to Raj Hill, if they're unfamiliar with Raj Hill, where they can come listen to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk. I had to pause real quick. I was getting a call from the director right now for the video. He was just telling me to let y'all know that the video is being uploaded right now, so wanted to make sure it hit right on time. So it's at 90%, so it will be up there tonight, hopefully like 10:15, 10:30. But okay. It's uploading right now. They're just updating me on everything. So.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right. 10%.
to 10% more, then y'all can get on there, check out the video. I'm looking forward to it. So Cali Breeze Production, Langway, all y'all, you know, we're about to do it. You're about to officially see it in a little while.
All right. Well, you know, we you want to tell the people where they can see that at, and they can catch
you? For tonight, youtube.com/Rod Chills. You can just go to my YouTube channel before that gets distributed to the other sites. But tonight, that's where it's at, youtube.com/Rod Chills. And check out the video work, Rod Chills featuring Sugar Free.
All right. And if we wanted to listen to your music, we wanted to get an album, download an album or two.
Listen to my music, yes. Because you can hit me up on Reverb Nation, Facebook, iTunes. If you want to download it, the mixtape that did real good, I know that people always asked about that. I just exclusively released it on Reverb Nation, so sorry I didn't get it out to everybody. But that was the one that did critically acclaimed, but pretty good this year. And that's on reverb.nation.com/Rod Chills, and you can download all of the tracks on there. That's where he just played the song Pride from earlier. And you can get all the tracks from there. And then, like I said, I'm on iTunes, and there'll be more music to come. Any place, Amazon, that you can think of, my music is basically on there. But now it's just going to be on a bigger platform now that we're moving the Langway movement. Now that I got a record deal, and we're just pushing it through Langway Universal. So it's a lot coming soon. But go to iTunes, Facebook. Facebook, I actually reply back to you. So facebook.com/Rod Chills, Twitter, everything. You know, Google me.
Google him. You can Google him and Miss 100%, and you're going to get like 1,000 clicks. Because as 100 says, she's Googleable.
Yeah, I'm Googleable now. Yay, me. Anyway, Raj, personally, I just wanted to say thank you for making this song work, because sometimes you can preach something for so long, it just seems like it's falling on deaf ears. But I've always been the type of person that no matter what my circumstances are, no matter what the things, my surroundings look like, I'm going to work hard, you know, first of all, at being who I really am, thus the name is 100%, and work hard at family and work hard at just fulfilling my potential. I don't want to leave this earth still with potential still inside of me. I want to, when I die, I want to have used all of my potential and hopefully used it on other people so that they can use it on other people and so forth. But I always preach, stop complaining about what you don't have or what you want and work towards it. And if all you're going to do is complain, you're never going to get anywhere in life by complaining. In my situation now, my body may be limited, but I have an excellent mind. There's nothing wrong with my mind. So you can use your mind, and it can elevate you to places that you would never have dreamed. 2 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be doing a radio show, but here I am now. So, you know, that song work is like, I don't know. I guess it imitates my life. You know, you got people with their hand out. You got people trying to suck you dry from everything that you have, and all you have is a. I appreciate that song.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. Everything you're saying right now touched me, because that's basically the kind of feeling I wanted to be able to relate to everybody walk of life. We can all relate to the way you just said it. You know, you could go out there and get it no matter what your limitations, go out and get what you want, you know, and just believe. You said it better than what I could say, but that touched me because you said everything what that video is about, you know, and that song is about.
So. Yeah.
I'm glad I could touch you with that.
And on that note, I want to thank my man Raj for coming on and blessing us with his presence on the show. Thank you, man. It's always greatly appreciated, and I look forward to seeing you a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, so I got to give a 20-second, you know, just thank you to a couple people real quick, though, because they've been dealing
with me. You got like 10, but go ahead.
Okay, with 10. So thank you to Langway. Thank you for my family, Nene, and all of them that's been dealing with me, being so busy lately. And just, you know, the whole camp quick. everybody, all the supporters in Orange County worldwide. I really appreciate y'all taking the time out to support me, and I'm happy to have these opportunities now. And I'm gonna continue to work hard. So.
All right, and that was Raj Hills. You looking for him for Miss 100%? I am F the N word. We out. Peace.
All right. Have a great night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.